This is Day to Day. I'm John Idstein.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Harry Houdini, the magician and escape artist, was famous for getting out of tight squeezes. Here he is in the early part of the 20th century, locked up in his original invention, a water torture cell.
When I'm locked up inside of the torture cell, should anything go wrong, one of my assistants, ready to rush in, demolishing the glass, allowing the water to flow out in order to save my life.
Houdini died on Halloween in 1926. Now, 81 years after his death, Houdini's relatives want to exhume his body to see if he was actually murdered. Houdini's great-nephew, George Hardeen, joins us now on the phone from Tuba City, Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Well, you are calling for an exhumation of Houdini's body. Why?
I think the question remains, was Houdini murdered or did he die of natural causes? The story that came down through my family was that he was punched when he was not prepared. That led to complications. He died a few days later in Detroit, and the world has always thought he died of natural causes. Now there seems to be some documentary evidence that indicates he might have been poisoned.
What is that documentary evidence?
Well, it comes from the book The Secret Life of Houdini by Bill Kalush and Larry Sloman, which was published late last year. They present the case that Houdini may have been a victim of a conspiracy to murder him.
That sounds very mysterious. Who would be part of that conspiracy?
Spiritualists. Houdini was campaigning in the later years of his life to expose spiritualists as frauds. And, of course, this cut into their income. They didn't like it.
So these are the people who call back people from the dead to come talk to people?
Right.
Okay. And he said that they were just frauds. They weren't actually doing anything or calling back the dead.
Yeah, he said that they were defrauding people, taking their money and leading them to believe that they were actually communicating with their own dead relatives.
An interesting twist in this, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the late author of the Sherlock Holmes books, a spiritualist, a member of that, a devotee. And is he a likely suspect?
I don't know if he himself is a likely suspect. In fact, in the press conference that was just held in New York City, one of the forensic scientists said it's not his job to determine who actually may have poisoned Houdini. I think that's the second step in the investigation. The first step is determine if, in fact, Houdini actually was poisoned and if that led to his death.
So who do you have to convince to exhume the body?
Well, that's a good question because I'm here in Arizona. I'm speaking only for myself. I'm not necessarily representing all of the relatives of Harry Houdini. I'm just somebody interested in finding out where this is going.
George Hardeen, Harry Houdini's great nephew. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.